Well, as we begin today, I would like you to imagine a scene in your mind. You're a seasoned surfer. I figured everybody would laugh at that. I don't know why. You're skillfully riding the waves, perfectly attuned to the rhythm of the ocean, and masterfully watching and waiting as the tide comes in and goes out, in and out, all the while keeping a sharp eye out for that perfect wave. You watch as this surfer repeats this process over and over and over again, resting on his board or her board when needed, furiously paddling back out over the waves to find the perfect wave, and gliding across the waves with such precision and skill. In a similar vein, our spiritual lives can find resonance in the story of Jesus' relationship and divine rhythm that he had with the Father. And just as that skilled surfer harnesses the power of the waves, Jesus tapped into the divine currents of grace and peace with intention and precision. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus minister to others at all times of day and night. He seemingly had an unlimited ability to be present and powerful in the lives of everyone around him. But there is not so secret to his strength, is there? It's his intimate connection, his rhythm through prayer that he had with his divine Father. Today, we are going to look to his example, and we are reminded of the need for rest, for prayer, for reconnection. And it's in this divine rhythm that we, like Jesus, can experience that divine connection and receive the strength we need to fulfill the purpose and plan and calling that God has placed on our lives. The evidence of Jesus' power is seen in Mark chapter 1, 29 to 34. And as we begin, we observe Jesus' immediate response to the needs of others. He enters the house of Simon and Andrew, finding Simon's mother-in-law sick with a fever. And the key point here is not just the healing, but the compassion that precedes it. Jesus is deeply moved by the suffering of others. He is present, and he is aware of the needs around him. And that's not something you can do if you're overtired, if you're exhausted, if you're drained from the unsustainable pace of life that we've been living. We see Simon's mother-in-law be healed, be up, and then be active, serving her house guests. And news of that miraculous healing must have traveled quickly, or maybe Jesus' growing reputation had already preceded him. Whatever the case, in verse 32, that evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and the demon-possessed. Here's that three-letter word, all. They brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. What a sight that must have been that night on the hillside or wherever Jesus was. So much so that the whole town gathered. Can you imagine the whole town gathering as Jesus worked to heal the sick and to set people free? Neither of these tasks are easy, and each of them require considerable attention and effort. And it almost goes without saying, Jesus must have worked very hard that night. He went from person to person, individual to individual, addressing personal needs after personal needs. In his humanity, it would have taken a lot out of him. And it is with this in mind that we look at the next section of our passage, the example of Jesus' prayer in Mark 1, 35 to 37. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus rises and goes to a secluded place to pray. This is the example and pattern of Jesus. After an intense night of miraculous healings, he needs to recharge. So he gets away from it all, and he looks to connect with his Heavenly Father. The early morning is usually a great time to do this, as others aren't up and moving about yet. The hustle and bustle of the day has not begun. And so for Jesus, the quiet hours of the morning helped set the tone for the day and provide an intimate space for connection with the Father. When and where do you most enjoy connecting with God? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? Is it in the evening? Is it in the wee hours of the night when you wake up? Is it all the time? A relationship with the Father all the time? The disciples, recognizing the absence of Jesus, they search for him. And when they find him, they express the pressing need for his presence. And Jesus, in his communion with the Father, seeks divine guidance. Even in this, there's a vital lesson about the importance of seeking God's guidance in our daily lives. It's how we stay empowered. It's how we stay encouraged for the journey. It's the divine rhythm that leads to divine connection, which enables us to live out the purpose and calling and plan of God for our lives. Mark 1, 38 and 39, we see the encouragement of Jesus. You see here, Jesus articulates the purpose of his ministry and his mission. Not just the healing, but the preaching. He recognizes the divine mission assigned to him, and he stays the course. We can reap mountains of encouragement by observing the way in which Jesus lived and ministered to others. He was intentional. He was powerful. He was full of compassion for others. In a word, he was divine, and he was human. It's not that we are trying to be divine like him, because we can't, because we are human. It's that we are seeking the divine connection that he modeled so that we can see his plan unfold in us. Through Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the life of rhythm and rest, I trust that we can live into our divine, find how they can be part of that divine purpose and calling for our lives. We can accomplish so much more through him who gives us strength than we can on our own. He, God, the Heavenly Father, Jesus, he is the standard by which we live our lives. And so what is our purpose? What is our purpose? How are we to order our time and energy? How are we to order our time and energy so that we are connected to Jesus? Matthew 28 and 18 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very ends of the age." 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16, "Rejoice always, pray continually." Not pray at 5 a.m. Well, maybe if we're awake, right? Not pray at 6 or 7 or 10. Pray continually. A heart's relationship. Giving thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 John 3:18, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. And Matthew 5:44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. These are just a few of the biblical directives and commissions that God has given to us through his word. What I want to highlight in this small selection is the absolute need for divine empowerment in each of these. We simply don't have the power on our own to accomplish these things. We need that divine connection. We need a divine rhythm that takes us back to the Father over and over and over again, because it is through that divine connection that our strength comes. Jesus says in John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. And if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. You see, the divine connection is not just a theological concept, but it's a practical and transformative reality that we are invited to experience. We're invited. It's a gift for us. It's a rhythm of life that God is offering to us, not just a knowledge that we are to possess. You see, the skilled surfer doesn't just know how to spot the perfect wave the first time they go out on the water. They get into the water, they paddle out, and they jump the waves as they come, and they fall down many, many times until they find that perfect wave. As we emulate Jesus' intimate connection with the Father, we discover the source of that divine connection. We discover the source of his divine power, the importance of daily communion with God, the importance of the joy of living with purpose. Oh, may our lives reflect Jesus. May our lives point people to Jesus and bring glory to him in the process. This week, today, this afternoon, when we're done here, schedule time this coming week to connect with God. Put it in your calendar. Put it on your phone, your iPad, if you use that. And have a reminder to come up saying it's time for a daily devotional or God's word or to pray. Put it in your calendar to be here from 12 to 1 on Wednesdays to pray together around the tables, together in prayer. So many people have placed prayer requests in our box in the foyer. And the opportunity on Wednesdays to come around the table to pray for this church and our church family and the people that we serve. An opportunity to pray on Zoom if you can't get out. On Tuesdays at 1. An opportunity to pray at 10:15, here, again, around the tables on Sundays. These are three options, not to mention the other opportunities for study and Bible study and connection. God wants us to connect with him. And so he says in his word, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. One of the things that happened here on Tuesday evening, as over 61 people came into this place and they were playing with kinetic sand out in the foyer. Man, that was so much fun. But what happened was, is our Bible study met here. And the guys' chat night met here instead of meeting at Tim Hortons. And the opportunity for people to engage with families and to go and have conversation with someone that they didn't know and to just say, how are you doing? One person said, oh, you're coloring. I like adult coloring too, or something to that effect. And then that stemmed a whole conversation from there. Praying for these people that we've had conversations with. Praying with the people that we meet every single day. Getting into that rhythm, not just for others, but for ourselves. For ourselves. And so this week, I ask you, God is asking you, should you put into your calendar a specific time to pray over and above maybe those other prayer times that you have to stretch your faith, to take us out of our comfort zone? Because God says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. And we can pray the prayer today. Lord, teach us the power of your not-so-secret divine connection so that we can live out our calling and purpose just as you did. I don't know exactly where everyone is in their spiritual relationship with God. I know some who might be here in person or worshiping with us online today. But God wants us to develop a rhythm of prayer. God wants us to develop a rhythm of spending time in his presence. Because the only way we can, if only way we can be like Jesus is if we get to know Jesus. We never ever attain. It's a skill we master, just like the surfer, by spending time with him.